Westside Baptist Church in Noonan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
It's best to stand still and let the Lord lead and direct you. So you pray for her, she sings.
The Father has a plan, though it's hard to see it now. You feel you're walking all alone, but He is there, no doubt. When the storm and you're tossed to and fro, when you're faced with life's decisions, not sure which way to go, stand still and let God move. Standing still is hard to do. When you feel you have reached the end, God is moving right now. Stand still and let God.
job. Stand still. She's worried about her band. Choir, listen.
or you that are visiting with us because of the graduates, we are honored to have you in our presence today. We do not take that lightly. I'm going to be very brief. Now, I know you've heard that before, but I'm going to prove to you that I can be brief. I will let you out in time to get to Golden's about 5 o'clock. Turn with me in your Bible to Matthew chapter 6. As we look at these graduates today and we look at ourselves individually, as a Christian, we are supposed to be putting God first in our lives. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 and 34. So when you put God first in your life, you have things lined up properly. Without God, without hope. Without God, without no future. But with everything, with God, everything is possible. The writers, Matthew pins these great words of Jesus himself, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. And it goes on to say, and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Today, let me challenge you that we as believers, and you as graduates moving on up in your studies and your preparation for life, put God first in your life. When you seek him, you're traveling in the right direction. When you have God on your side, you're on the winning side. Because you see, the Bible says all things are possible through him. And so this morning, let me encourage you to consider your life and consider where you're at today. Maybe not as a graduate, but each one of us as individuals, we need to consider where we stand with God today. We're living in perilous times. I won't go into that, but I will mention we are living in perilous times. And we need to know this morning our personal relationship with God. We need to know how we stand with God. It says, take therefore no thought for tomorrow. Now, I know we plan, and this does not say don't plan for your future, don't plan out your future. But you see, don't plan your future to the point where you leave God out of your life. You see, for the morrow shall take thought of the things of itself, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. You see, Jesus is instructing here. Those who believe in him, remember, those who believe in him, we are to focus on what is necessary to be a success as a Christian. Now, as we consider that, some of the things that we need to consider very carefully, because these things that are not material things, but it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Oh, listen, so many of us, we people, and I will include myself, put things first in our life. You see, when we put God first, as I've already mentioned and read in this scripture, when we put him first in our life, he's going to take care of all the rest of it. So it says we should have him first and foremost in our life. Family, fun, friends, and pleasure, all these things are important in our daily life. But they should never be so important that we don't consider God each and every day. Oh, listen. Some things, some will accumulate the wealth first. Many spend their time making money and gaining things in this world. Now, oftentimes we lose sense of God when we do that. Oh, it's important that we have jobs. It's important that we work and provide for our families. In fact, I think the Bible talks about that how important that is that we are the provider for the home. But you see, when we let these things become before God, then we are missing the mark, because he's challenging us today to put him first and foremost. What about your pleasures in life? You see, are they taking priority? Are they more important right now than coming to the house of God? Are they more important than taking time to read the Bible? Are they more important than spending some time on your knees? Maybe just time of meditation and listening to the Holy Spirit speak to your heart. You see, the times when I have been, and forgive me, when I've been in the most serious straits in my life, was the times when I learned that I could get on my knees and I could talk to the Lord. And he'd always let me know. He'd always let me know that he's there. He'd always let me know that everything's going to be all right. Well, whether I live or whether I go, I'm a winner either way, my dear friend, because I know Jesus Christ. What about you? Forgive me. My mouth is a little dry today. I had my final surgery this week. They put me to sleep. Took out this port. And I haven't woke up real good yet. Now, as we look at these verses of Scripture this morning, what does it really mean to seek the kingdom? I've read you the Scripture, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Well, it simply means putting God first in life so that we conform to the principles of his teaching. You see, Romans, Paul writes in chapter 12, verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I'd rather be this morning in the perfect will of God to own a mansion, live in a big house and drive the biggest automobile, and be able to write a check for any amount that I wanted to write. Because when you've got God, dear friend, you've got everything. Oh, listen. And be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. Did you know that the devil is attacking people, attacking this world through their mind today? Your thought processes. What do you see when you turn the TV on? When you pick up the magazine, what do you read? When you walk down the streets, what do you see? I'll assure you, the devil always has something to attract your attention or get you, grab your attention and get you refocused if he can. But you see, when you put God first in your life, you trust him this morning for the strength for the day, my dear friend, you will be successful. Now, just a minute for you graduates that are going to college. Remember, you're a Christian. You're going into a field that is controlled by the devil. You're going to be seeing things. You're going to be hearing things from those instructors that will be telling you there is no God. That will be telling you that God did not create this world, that it just happened by a big bang. Well, then stand up and ask them who lit the firecracker. Don't let them corrupt and pollute your mind with this ungodly teaching. The Bible is true. God's word is true. Hide it in your heart. Receive the education, but spit out the junk. Oh, we're warned not to be conformed to this world. Oh, listen, we're supposed to put God first in serving in His kingdom. That's what we're here for, dear friend. We're not here just to idle away our time. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ." An ambassador is one who represents the king when you go to another country. I want to tell you, we are supposed to be representing Christ today in our lives. On the college campus, represent Christ in your life. Oh, they'll laugh at you. They'll make fun of you. But they spit on Jesus. They stuck a spear in His side. They crucified Him. So a little bit of ridicule by the verbal or whatever, you can handle that. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Oh, listen. We owe to the church our presence. Did you hear what I said? This morning, people, we owe to the church our presence. Paul, writing in Hebrews 10:25, says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as he see the day approaching." In other words, that day is approaching. And the Bible tells us that we should be more diligent today. Every day that passes, we should be more diligent to serve the Lord. Stay in His Word. Stay on our knees. Stay focused. And not let our eyes drift to the things of this world. We're living in a different day. You say, "Brother Melvin, sounds a little sad to me." No, it's not sad. We're living in a different day, but it's not sad. I've read the last chapter. We win. We are on the winning side because we have the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit living within us as a born again believer. Hey, listen, there is nothing that can take that away from us. The president can't do it. The governor can't do it. The council, the county council commission can't do it. The mayor can't do it. And you can't do it. I mean, when you're saved, you're in the family of God. Look around. We're a great big bunch of family members. We're having a family reunion this morning. Oh, it's a good day to be a Christian. What are the rewards of being faithful? What are the rewards of being diligent? It says, all these things shall be added to you. That's not just words. That is a promise from heaven. That is a promise from God. Oh, listen. I may never have the mansion on the hilltop on this side, but praise God, I've got one on the other side. Brother Hinkle Little used to say, "I'm looking for my laid-ups." Dear friend, what we're doing as we walk in this walk of life, we're sending our laid-ups on up there to meet us. All those things that we have done for the Lord Jesus Christ, oh yes, they're being recorded. And you and I, as born again believers, will be rewarded according to our faithfulness to the Lord down here. It behooves us all, every single one of us this morning, to be faithful. Graduates, be faithful to your studies. When you select a career, be faithful in your preparation. But first and foremost, in all the studies and all the things that you're going to hear on the college campus, the negativity about God, the fact that God did not create. Basically, they're saying there's no such thing as God. Remember, those people that are going to be telling you that are going to have to face that God one day. You, as a born-again believer, know there is a God. You have him through the Holy Spirit living within your heart. So let me challenge you. As you move on in your life, stay on your knees, stay in the book, and stay in church. And by the way, that challenge is good for all of us, regardless of age. Stay on your knees. Stay in the book. And stay in church. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I told you the message would be brief this morning. But the challenge from the Word is strong. It's not my words. It came from the Holy Bible. It's a challenge to every single one of us this morning. I know we are recognizing and honoring and challenging the graduates. But moms, dads, brothers, sisters, friends that are visiting, these words of warning and encouragement come to every single one of us. How does it stand with God in your life today? If you were to be called into account this very moment, how would your record read? What would be said of you? As a Christian, we're going to be judged according to our stewardship. We're not going to be penalized for the lack of blood covering. But we will be standing in the judgment of rewards at the Bema seat. It's a grave time. It's a serious time. With all the things that the devil is flashing around in this world, trying to divide our attention, attract our attention, steal our attention from the real thing today. It's a time when we as born-again believers need to become more serious than we've ever been in our life. Since the time of salvation, we're going to have a song of invitation in just a minute, but with no one looking around, no one looking around. Maybe you are here today and the Holy Spirit has spoken to your heart, challenged you, caused you to take inventory of your life today. And you feel that you're coming up a little on the slack side. You're concerned about that. You're grieved over that this morning. If you're so concerned enough to just slip that hand up and let Brother Melvin pray for you, would you do that right now? Hands going up, hands going up, hands going up, hands going up. Yes, hands going up. What about you? Are you right where you should be with God today? Are you right where you should be with God today? That's a serious, serious thought. We're not promised that we're going to be here tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation. Harden not your heart, the Bible says. Maybe you're here and you know that you're not saved, and you'd like for Brother Melvin to remember you in prayer. Not going to come back to you. Not going to embarrass you or single you out. I don't believe in doing that. All I want to do is pray for your soul. I'm interested. I'm concerned over your soul, your relationship with God. If you know that you're not saved today and you're concerned and want Brother Melvin to remember you in prayer, would you just slip that hand up very quietly, very slightly? Let me pray for you today. Heavenly Father, you've seen the hands. Heavenly Father, you've seen the hearts. You know the needs and the desires. And I pray in the holy name of Jesus, Lord, that you work in the hearts of your people today. Lord, help someone to find their way to Calvary. Help someone to find their way home with you. Lord, burden the heart and bring the heart to salvation. And we'll praise you for what you do. In the holy name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's stand our feet. We're going to begin to sing this verse of song. Have thy you've raised your hands in prayer. You may not have raised your hands in prayer. You obey the Lord this morning.
Cross.
Is your heart right
is
with God?
Heart right
yes.
With
yes,
God.
Yes, yes, yes.
Jesus, but lost.
Yes, 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 yes. Come right on. Come right on. Come right on.
God.